Grind up some greasy coffee beans. Columbia Dark Supreme. My heart beats fast and my eyes are wide. Make me toss and turn all night.
Welcome to episode 240 of Grits to Glitz, the podcast that asks the question, why didn't I go to Las Vegas this week?
Duh!
greasy coffee beans. Make me feel so extreme. Your instant coffee is just brown water.
Yay! Yay! Robert Morgan Fisher with Greasy Coffee Beans from MusicAlley.com. He's not in Las Vegas.
Neither am I. I'm Bay. I'm in East Tennessee.
I'm Amy. I'm at Pride 48 in Las Vegas.
Finally, Pride 48. Yay!
For a Sunday morning, and there are actually people that woke up and came and doing this with us. So,
that's wonderful.
How exciting is your weekend, Bay?
My weekend is really, really boring. I'm not doing anything, man, except, well, today.
I've been trying. You wouldn't believe I have been twisting people's arms saying, oh, you got to go to Drink and Drag. You got to go to Drink and Drag. Here I am, the straight girl. I can't get people to go with me to Drink and Drag.
That's a terrible shame because it sounds like so much fun. And if I were in Las Vegas, I would go with you.
Well, maybe I've got another night or two of the stragglers. If the people who aren't flying out tonight, I can coerce somebody to go with me.
I hope so. I really do. And the other thing that I hope we get to get done is our T-shirt contest.
Well, the T-shirt contest, I'm saving that from the very end. We've got names in the hat, and anybody who shows up, everybody who's in the audience needs to sign a piece of paper and put it in the hat. Faye brought the most fabulous hat. You should see it. It is a blue cowboy hat with sparkles. It is the most Vegas hat.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So it's Faye's hat that's holding the entries. And the winner of the contest will get an extinct T-shirt, which is the Target T-shirt that they printed, that benefited, was it the Gay and Lesbian Alliance? It benefited marriage rights for same-sex couples. And
it's woohoo! Selling on eBay for $34 right now.
And
so
that one is a small.
This one is actually big enough to wear.
Yes, because there's nobody is small, right? Not in America. Maybe some of the Canadians are, but.
So we are going to give away that T-shirt toward the end of the hour. So anyone who's listening, anyone in the chat room, in hello chat room, say, I want a T-shirt, and we'll write your name down and put it in the hat.
That's right. People in the chat room are also eligible to get a T-shirt, and Faye is going to be taking names and kicking. Wait.
Yeah. No. Okay.
One of my favorite things. Wait. Sorry, Bay. One of my favorite things is to take down names and kick ass. So okay. I'm on it.
You can tell he has experience with that.
Yay. Okay. So when did Pride 48 start for you, Amy?
Well, starting on Wednesday night is when I started greeting Pride 48 revelers. And woo! I have had such a fabulous time. I went with the Faye driver and with Mark in Canada to come saw at Cosmopolitan. Wish you were there.
Oh, you bitch.
I know. I absolutely am. And we had just a wonderful time. The view, of course, from Come Saw is spectacular. It looks out on the Las Vegas Strip, and the food was stupendous. I had a rainbow trout with haricot vert.
I had a meat. It was a pepper steak or something. A really tender pepper steak on a rice. What was it? A confit?
It probably had a French name.
It was delicious. It melted in my mouth, Bay.
Can you have rice confit?
I don't. I don't know what confit is.
Well, duck confit is when they boil it in its own fat or something.
Well, so it was a couscous-y
thing. It's a really long cook.
It was like couscous or something. I don't know. I'm not a chef.
It was stupendous, is what it was.
I just eat.
I'm a very good eater. And I had, like I said, mine was rather simple. It was a rainbow trout with haricots verts, green beans for y'all.
Yeah, that's green beans.
And we had a rosé that was surprisingly dry. I wish I had written down the name of it. It was. You think of a rosé as being a really sweet wine?
Yeah, I was a little nervous myself about the rosé, but it was really fantastic.
It went well with the fish. It went well with the beef. It was cool. It was great. So we did that, and we wandered around the Cosmopolitan, and we looked at the artwork. And Mark in Canada purchased some artwork out of one of the Artomat machines.
Love it.
You've never done it, have you, Bay?
Actually,
I haven't. I looked at them and wanted to, but I wanted to find all of the vending machines and, you know, compare, and I never did. So I'm really jealous. I'm glad he did that. I also always wanted to submit something to be put in the Artomat.
That's the thing, yeah. I've gone to their website before, and the Artomat $5 works of art are submitted by independent artists, and you can submit them to the company and have them sell them in their little machines.
That is so cool.
And Mark did so. Cool. I love it's one of the things I love about the Cosmopolitan is that it has an attitude. It's cool like us.
Yes, exactly.
You wouldn't believe, Bay, we've got more people coming into the room. I can't believe that people are awake in Las Vegas at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I can't either. They really are being very nice.
We're actually still up.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's the way it works. Speaking of reveling, there was preparatory reveling in Tennessee yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it started, I think, Thursday afternoon. Things started picking up in downtown Knoxville. The University of Tennessee Volunteers were going to play the Florida Gators. And, you know, college football is all that bag of chips here.
Big rivalry there.
And ESPN was coming back for the first time since 2004 because UT hasn't had a really good football team in a really long time. The entire town. Yes,
this is very important to Tennesseans.
Very important. And the vibe around town just picked up so much, and people were so excited. And I am now working in downtown Knoxville on the ninth floor, which is really high there. And so I got to see all of the helicopters and the MetLife blimp. And that freaked me out. I've never seen a blimp in Knoxville because I've never been around for big games. And that was cool.
And everybody got all excited, and everybody got really drunk, and they all put on their orange clothes and went to Neyland Stadium and became, what, is it the second biggest city in Tennessee when it's full?
Yes, I think so.
Something like that. It's huge. And then
they lost.
And then they lost.
And now people are crying and weeping and wailing.
Aw, yeah, I wish I cared.
I find it funny that old friends were calling to say how awful it was. And I was like, seriously, you're calling me?
Sympathy. Why? You got sympathy phone calls from old friends?
Yes, from people in other states. Oh, I can't believe the way that turned out. Really? You couldn't believe it? I saw that coming a mile away.
Well, mental block.
Yes,
Supposed to have had a chance this year. But, you know, we don't do the football in Las Vegas. This is one of the things, by the way, we don't have professional teams here in Las Vegas because, and I never have understood it, the sanctioning organizations don't want to indicate that there is any kind of gambling related to the sports that they play. And they don't let Vegas advertise during the Super Bowl. It's crazy. I don't get it. So we're kind of pro sports free, but people keep trying, so we'll see what happens with that.
Enjoy that.
Actually, you know, like I say, I'm not much of a sports fan, so that doesn't really get to me.
Right. The whole thing with the football game yesterday was, it was a massive inconvenience to me. I really, really wanted to go to the office and get some work done.
You and your job that you love.
Right. Love my job. But would love it better if the phone doesn't ring all the time, which it does during the week. So if you can go on the weekend, but I couldn't even go yesterday. Everyone talked me out of it. They were like, no, downtown Knoxville is insane.
And it is.
Everybody, you wouldn't have a place to park.
Everybody in the southeast corner of the country was in Knoxville.
Yes, they really were. So massive inconvenience.
Well, I, on the other hand, nerd that I am, I had a project that I have been pursuing for a couple of weeks now, and I think I actually got it to work, except there, I found a glitch again this morning.
Oh, no.
I now have a very important tool for home security. I have a webcam so that I can see what the dog is doing.
Yes. And I love that.
It's a private webcam. I'm not inviting everybody to come and look at my house, although it is rather entertaining. I send it a little update every 30 minutes. I send an email to me and Bay of what's going on at the house. So during the day, the only thing that happens is the position of the dog. There's the dog in the bed. There's the dog in front of the couch. There's the dog in the kitchen. And I'm really going to have to create an animated GIF.
Because he spends great globs of time right in front of his bed.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, he'll lie down next to the bed, but not in the bed. I think it's because the tile floor is cooler.
I think so, too. But, and I love it. I love getting those little postcards from happiness. Every 30 minutes, there's something. There's Amy's living room, and you know I love your living room.
Well, it's a comfy place to be. But here's what happened. Is because I got the camera, I had to set up all kinds of complicated stuff on my wireless router. And then I fiddled with the wireless router, and so I had to get another wireless router because mine wasn't sufficient. And so I got the new one, and I set it all up, and then everything stayed connected. Except my wireless printer. And now my wireless printer won't work. And so when I never print anything. I don't kill trees. So I got up to get ready to come to Pride 48. I'm going to print out all my notes, and I'm going to print out all the things for the audio engineer and all this stuff. And I couldn't print a thing.
I like being called an audio engineer.
Oh, you are. Adam, everybody. Adam, he told me to talk into the tip.
Ooh, so just the tip.
You always have to. The tip is more sensitive. That's
well, it. It is. I know that.
Actually, we have so many different, not to kill the joke, but we have so many different types of mics here. No one knows where to talk exactly. You know, some are the tip, some are the shaft, some, you know, you don't know.
So I have been missing the fun.
I kind of have to give instructions beforehand.
Talking about dogs and football, and you guys are talking tips and shafts. I mean, I'm a little out of my element, I suppose. For anybody who has come into the room, I think Faye has been keeping everybody apprised. We have a prize, this fabulous extinct T-shirt that you can't get unless you pay $40 on eBay, and that one's a small, and nobody is a small. I purchased this when Target originally offered them, and I snatched up an extra one. So we have an extra large Love is Love T-shirt. And I love mine. I should have worn mine.
Really should have.
And by the way, the people in the chat room, I don't know if we've got any new people in the chat room, but the chat room people are eligible as well. All they have to do is say they want a T-shirt, and we're going to write their name down, and we're going to put their name into the fabulous hat. And here towards the end of the hour, we're going to draw a name from the hat, and that person will win. And I love having a chat room because I get to read interesting comments that sort of surprise me.
Yeah. I just checked on the chat. I've got limited windows, and so I have my list of stuff we're talking about and the video, and I'm not seeing the chat as much as I ought to. So I checked on it a second ago, and oh my, hello chat room.
They have fun in the chat. The fun is in the chat, right?
It really is. I enjoy that. Okay, so we get the happy postcards from happiness with Leon. Hi, Leon, sweet dog.
Leon the puppy dog. Leon the bulldog.
And that comes in handy because you work all the time and I work all the time. And the reason we work all the time is because we like Project Runway. Have to make time.
We do have to support our habits.
Yeah, right. Person has to.
Yeah, me in particular with my sewing, which I sew things and then I don't wear them out of the house. You know, I'm still learning how to make things that actually fit me. And so I make pajamas and pillows and things like that.
Shorts.
And shorts, yes.
And wonderful covers for one's nooks, one's e-readers.
I made covers for the e-readers, yes. Those work.
I'm glad she specified wonderful covers for one's nooks. I was just like, wait. Oh, yeah, the e-reader.
That kind of a nook. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And did you happen to catch this last week's episode of Project Runway? We always talk about Project Runway on our show.
Did anybody not catch it? Well, I guess everybody was here reveling in Las Vegas. This crowd may not have caught Project Runway.
When was the episode? You know, I never have watched it, but my boyfriend Mark watches it religiously. So I've been watching it with him and actually kind of gotten into it. But I don't know if I saw the most recent episode, so...
Well, the most recent one, I'm thinking, I know the outcome. Bay, you want to recap the episode?
The episode was the HP print challenge, which everyone loves the print challenge because they get to draw something and someone magically turns it into a print fabric. And then they have to design an outfit using that print. And I've always wondered why the prints are so garish. Really?
They do. They're not necessarily artists, these designers. They're not necessarily big on creating the print in the first place. But Mondo knocked that sucker out of the park
on his
season.
Yes, and he came back and judged this episode, which was so wonderful to see Mondo again. I love Mondo. But it was, in general, it was a really interesting episode because they also brought back the family members for all the contestants.
Right, that was emotional.
And so it was, yeah, it was print and family. And, oh, yes, they brought in the heritage thing. And I thought, is WASP a heritage? Because if I were in that challenge, I would be challenged.
You know what, though? I did think about that from my perspective. What would be my, if I were going to make a print, I would probably come up with a cloudy blue and green and gray mountain print, because that's our roots. We're hillbillies and proud of it.
Appalachian, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't think of it that way.
So I thought, yeah, I would probably do some kind of a watercolory blue and green Smoky Mountain sort of thing.
Right, but the designers did not choose to do watery. They did, once again, garish. And, oh... The descriptions of the prints this year were just horrific. And when Tim Gunn said about Venn's that it looked like an homage to a menstrual cycle, I wanted to die.
Great big red blob on a white background. Oh, not easy to work with there, Venn. So, but do you have Rate the Runway up in front of you? You want to?
I don't. I thought that.
Well, okay. It's in the end, let's talk about major impressions. What was your favorite design?
I thought about this very carefully. Sanji's pants for 90% of the runway show. Sanji's pants were my favorite. I just loved, and I always love wide leg trousers. This is a classic.
It was great wide leg trousers. It was a great print. She made good use of the color. Some of, you know, the thing is, and like you said, garish. Some of them are just mottledy messes.
Right.
Don't you think?
And hers was not a mottledy mess, and she matched it up beautifully, and the trousers were just gorgeous. And then at the very end, Dimitri's jacket came out, and I was blown away. I've never seen anything like that from Dimitri, and I loved it.
For those who didn't see it, now Dimitri's jacket was made of a solid material, but each of the seams was separated by about half an inch, so the print of the blouse underneath showed through. It was stunning. It was really good.
Really, yes, it was very, very good. And so after that point, I really didn't know who I wanted to win, but I was gratified. This was such a rare judging moment, because the judges agreed with me and they were the top two, and it was down to which one is going to win.
And do you think they made the right choice?
No, I still like Sanji's pants better.
Well, Tell me this. What did you think, and this might this crowd might appreciate this, what did you think of Fabio's penises and vaginas?
The print that someone said that looks like penises and vaginas.
Fabio said, look.
Penises
and vaginas. And that certainly livened things up. I don't know that I saw it, but it sure did make everybody look at that fabric. Turn
sure
their head
did.
To the side. Okay.
Fabio made a nice outfit, but it was safe. I really thought for this challenge, everything looked really good, except for Christopher's dress. I thought Christopher's dress was just a hot, hot mess. But everything else I thought was perfectly fine, perfectly good, perfectly wearable.
Christopher was in a tizzy. I have to say I really liked Melissa's, the red and white print that was, it looked tropical. I liked the cut of that dress and everything.
Oh, so no.
What?
Well, I don't know these people's names, but I looked up on the website and I apparently didn't see the one because my favorite one is no longer... I don't know if we give spoilers on your show. So
by this time everybody needs to have watched it.
Well, I don't know. I assume he was voted out on this most recent one. Gunner.
I loved Gunner.
I'm sorry, we shocked the audience.
I just have to say it's Faye here. Now listen, I'm from Canada, okay? In Canada we don't get it for 5 weeks after you've seen it. So
I'm so sorry.
I still listen to the Grits to Glitz podcast, and I listen to all the things you say, and I'm learning about all the new contestants and things.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've heard that Gunner's gone, oh, my heart.
Well, no, see, I need to go back and tell you that I had dinner the other night with Donna Sugars. And Donna had, round of applause for Donna Sugars. Donna had a few opinions about Project Runway, and she was saying that she was just waiting for Gunner and Christopher to hook up because it was this love-hate thing. I hate you. I love you.
Wait, do they show that on Project Runway? Because if so, I'm going to start watching more often.
No, they don't, sadly.
But now, a couple of seasons ago, Daniel and Wesley got together. But that was also kind of off camera. They soft-pedaled that, but now they work together. They created their own line, and they work together. So it happens. You know there's some hanky-panky there. But Christopher, Gunner was just so ugly to Christopher there at the beginning, and Christopher was so ugly to Gunner, and then they kind of made up, and then they were making eyes across the room, and now Gunner's gone.
Well, the episode before where they had to work together in the team, not the most recent one, I'm assuming, but the other one, where Gunner made the really nice dress with the, like, I think it was the black leather or something. Mm, anyway, they were both, like, complimenting each other by the end of the episode. Like, at the beginning, they were saying, oh, I don't want to work with him. Oh, you know, oh, please don't put him on my team, you know, or whatever. And then at the end, it was like, oh, Gunner's design was so great. I really wanted to give him an opportunity to shine. And, you know.
And Gunner said, no, Christopher, you're so good. Yeah, it's not just my imagination.
Right.
On the table. Right. No.
The thing I love about Gunner is I really feel like, and I don't know if you know this, if everyone in the room knows this, Gunner was almost on season 9, and he didn't make the cut.
I think
he came into this season with the idea of, I am going to play a persona, and I am going to get cast on that show, which I think is a very smart way to do it if you're going to do reality TV. And his persona was going to be an evil bitch, and he tried. But you can't be an evil bitch if way down deep inside you are a sweetheart.
Well, and especially if you're competing with Elena, because, my gosh, she's got the evil bitch down cold. She's practice, really does. Honey.
So I really think Gunner tried, but he ended up just being a big sweetheart, and I thought that was lovely. I really think Christopher dodged a bullet, and I don't know how he wasn't the one offed. That dress was just a mess.
It was not good. But the judges, despite what they say, it's whatever they think in a given week, we're going to be getting rid of so-and-so in another week or two. And then they take whatever opportunity they can to get rid of that person. Somebody who has been fabulous, they're not going to get rid of Vin because everybody loves Vin so much. He's so perfect. He can't do anything wrong. But now let me tell you this and talk about spoilers. I'm sorry. Everybody just close your ears. New York Fashion Week has happened recently. And, of course, what they do is everybody who's still in the show at that point creates a collection. And they all walk down the runway, and they all act like they're in the final three. But then as the weeks go by, we find, oh, that was a decoy collection. That person's not there. So you're watching all these collections, and they all get the same budget and time to make these collections. So you can't really just look at it and say, oh, well, they threw that together, and so that must be a loser.
Right.
What did they tell Vin in this last episode?
Don't do another frickin' rose.
Guess what his collection is?
Full of roses?
Everything. Every one of them has a frickin' rose on it.
I still think those things look obscene. They just look pornographic.
Well, that they do too. But
I,
wormholes or other things. But but it makes me wonder, okay, if they cut Vin loose and he can just design whatever he wants and he doesn't have to please the judges.
Try to win.
Is he saying, here's my damn roses, I'm going to put them on everything and who cares? I'm wondering if Vin is going to get cut. Of course, I don't know.
But I don't know either. I'm kind of, you know, everyone's kind of crossing their fingers because he was so evil in the, quote, real, end quote, woman challenge.
Oh, my gosh. What was that woman, the size 14? Oh, well, you can't wear this. You're too fat. This is for a skinny person. You're too big. He was ugly, 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 and made her feel bad. And I'm sitting there going, oh, just kick him out.
But this week, and we got some justice because this week, Tim Gunn told him his dress looked like an homage to a menstrual cycle. And Vin cried in the confessional.
Yes. I mean, poor Vin. Okay, one more conspiracy theory. How come Elena is the fan favorite on MyLifetime.com? I know. Elena, horrible, hateful person. She's got 41% of the vote. The next closest person is Melissa with 22% of the vote.
Huh.
I don't get that.
Elena was my favorite.
It's fixed. It's rigged.
I know. It's reality TV. Of course it's rigged.
Well, true.
But it was really good to see Gunner, and it was good to see extra Tim this week. I loved that when the judges were deliberating, they called Tim out to ask him if he had ever mentioned to Vin, don't do another one of those frickin' flowers.
Is that a first? I know that Tim has said in the past that he wishes that he could have told people, he could have told the judges something that he had noticed. But I think that's the first time they've done it on camera, that they've called, get Tim out here and tell us. And he said exactly what he had told Vin. That it looked like an homage to a menstrual cycle.
So we have a chat room question here.
Chat room.
I don't know who it is. Someone's saying they're a token straight, but does Kelly Osbourne still do it? I didn't even know she did. Is that?
Well, now Kelly is on Fashion Police. Was she a guest judge? Kelly Osbourne Bay.
I'm not remembering Kelly Osbourne as a guest judge, but it's plausible.
She's, you know, that's where she's concentrating her time these days is in fashion. She looks great.
Like her on Fashion Police. I know.
And then I have a question. Do you guys think that Tim Gunn is looking really old?
I love him too much. I don't see stern. This week and on the website, I was noticing that he's not smiling as much as he used to. And when he smiles, it looks forced. So I was just kind of wondering about that. Good question. I don't know. I don't want to say he looks old. I just want to say he doesn't look his happiest right now.
Everybody looks old to Adam.
No, that is not true. And it wasn't meant in a hateful manner. I'm saying that I used to think, man, you know, I used to think maybe he looked, I don't know how old he is, but, you know, maybe 50s, 60s-ish. And this season, to me, he looks like he's in his 70s. I mean, or older to me.
And I'm going to be watching.
In the face. But maybe I'm completely.
Do you mean he looks refreshed?
I don't feel like we've seen as much of Tim this season as in seasons past. And I had noticed he looks sterner.
I don't know. You do wonder about what's going on behind the scenes, though, because
all the time.
Well, Heidi Klum is, what did Seal say, fornicating with the help?
Oh, who cares what Seal says? I still love that she's on great, great drugs. She's so sweet. The last two or three
she's
seasons.
She's fornicating with the help. She's a happy girl, I guess. But Yeah, so there's that. And then Tim, you know the backstory with Tim. Tim has not been in a relationship in 20 years. He had a bad breakup, and it broke his heart. And I this is one of the things that you learn in the blogs, and you go in, and in his interviews, he's talked about it. And I hate that for him because he's such a stupendous, wonderful person.
Yep,
I love him to pieces. Has a crush on Anderson Cooper, he says. But who doesn't?
Right.
So, no, yeah, you wonder about what's going on behind the scenes there. But I'm going to have to watch Tim now and see how he's looking. I love him.
Kathy Bacon asked in the chat room, did he have cancer? But I Googled it, and I didn't see anything. She said she thought he had had cancer, but maybe not.
I didn't know. No. Surely we would have heard
something
about it.
We're just spreading rumors now.
Yeah, let's just spread some rumors. And, yeah, he was abducted by an alien. And, yeah, whatever.
Well, and his face has looked really red. Maybe he's just getting a lot of facial peels or something. And
When I think about it, yeah, when you say, does he look old? I'm thinking, he looks pink.
His skin looks raw, you know, like, yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's like facial peels. Yeah, that's a really good.
And I'm not one to be judgmental. I mean, I'm just pointing.
I know, we're just saying.
Just observant, right?
And one other observant thing is I absolutely loved his suit this last week during the saying goodbye to Gunner part. Loved, loved, loved that suit and the purple tie and the purple pocket square.
Now
it's
I have
just
to go back
gorgeous.
And watch. Oh, but okay, here's another question. What about the styling on the runway? These people make their models look insane sometimes. Like yellow lipstick and Groucho Marx eyebrows and crazy stuff.
Well, they were trying to do a Joan Crawford eyebrow, and I thought, you're right, that was definitely leaning toward Groucho Marx. I think they're going a little bit overboard with the styling this year. I think they need to take a lighter hand in general. But the other half of the styling is, who is that gorgeous man who is the makeup artist this year? And who was last year, too.
Aren't they all gorgeous?
They're pretty gorgeous, but if you remember, Collier was a very austere look, and this guy is gorgeous. He's got the mutton chops, the really big mustache. He's just beautiful.
I'm going to have to just go back and replay it on Viva now.
I want to hang out with him.
Oh. Well, do you think it's about time for the Vocabulary Vixen to step in? Is anybody?
It's probably time for the Vocabulary Vixen.
It's Faye again, just poking in. I'm going to be poking in here all the time.
Please
I'm kind of here working the room here at the Pride 48 studio. So,
my sidekick.
So pardon me while I interrupt you. Now, listen, I'm looking in the chat room, and I have only technically received one request to win a T-shirt. The thing you must say in the chat room is, I want a T-shirt, not... You cannot say, I want a prize that will not qualify you to be entered into the draw for the T-shirt. Please, I want a T-shirt. And I see several people in the room. I see Toppy and other people. I need to hear you say, I want
Faye.
A T-shirt.
I see that one. Kathy,
Faye turned into a contest Nazi. This is awesome. Faye, you're very hot.
No, he just likes to abide by the rules, and that's the rules. And we have a good many entries. For anybody who is, I don't know if anybody has come in, but of course what we're doing is we're giving away the Love is Love T-shirt that Target sold several months ago, and I, being an entrepreneur, thought, ooh, I'm going to put that on eBay and charge $40 for it like somebody is currently doing. But instead I thought this is a better use of it. It's going to be the contest prize. And it's an extra large, which was the biggest size they had. So that's what I got, and I love mine. And it's soft. I should tell you guys, this thing is soft. I've got one, and it's the best thing for sleeping in. So just saying. All right, are we ready for the Vocabulary Vixen?
The Vixen is ready.
Our audio engineer will then play the Vocabulary Vixen music. He's working on it. We could just sing it.
She was from Palermo, in town for May and June. I met her last 3 weeks, I knew she'd leave us soon. She was here to learn some English, what was I to do? Taught her everything I could, and she taught me things too. And for 3 weeks I spent my working days trying to recover. Was each
night, just go longer with my language school lover.
Yay! Dead Man's Corner. Wow, is Dead Man's Corner on musicalley.com?
He is, but I don't like the version of the song on there. So this is the one that he put on PodSafe Music Network.
Well, I love Language School Lover, and the vocabulary vixen is slipping out of her Las Vegas headdress. I'm getting ready to drop some vocabulary on you guys.
And we're not going to say. Just slipping out
of the headdress. Okay.
And she conveniently doesn't have a camera, so we could put her up on the screen and, you know.
That would be great.
We have our little coast-to-coast chat going on here, and you have video of us. We don't have video of you.
Sorry, I don't have one of those camera thingies on my computer.
Cheater.
Sorry. I know. Yay!
So, okay. Educate.
Okay, well, it's really more of an education for us. We have long talked about this because we are an LGBT-friendly podcast. We love hanging out with our gay friends, but we aren't always crazy about the nomenclature for what we are. The classic term, fag hag.
I don't like fag hag. It's too ugly words.
Right.
I mean, I may be one, but I don't like the words. And in fact, I went to, you may remember several months ago, gosh, it's been several months ago, I went to a gay bar with a gay friend and was introduced to all the gay friends. And one said, are you a lesbian? And I said, no, I'm a fag hag. They cracked up. They thought that was great. I guess being self-aware of one's fag hagness is entertaining.
Right.
But, okay.
I prefer fruit fly is nice. I love Fairy Godmother, but really, truly, I think a Fairy Godmother ought to be a little wealthier than I actually am.
To be a patron, and yeah, all right.
Yes. But this week, you have Donna Sugars. That's wonderful.
Right.
And this week you got to meet Donna Sugars, and she introduced us to an entirely new term.
I learned the term actually on her podcast, which is Big Silly Homo, and she used this one, and I thought, oh, that one goes on the list. I don't know that one.
Let me see if I get this correct. Flame Dame?
Flame Dame? Are there any others that I don't know about? No, I think we've stumped.
If anyone thinks of anything, step up to that mic right there.
Yeah, I gotta know, because we have to know what we are.
I love Flame Dame. I still love Fruit Fly, and I still love Fairy Godmother. But we need to retire the other one. We need to rip that one out of the dictionary.
But that's the most common one, isn't it? That's the one that I hear the most is Fag Hag, and I don't like that.
I agree.
Both of those words are so harsh.
That's it. They're hateful words. and you can, if you're it's, I don't know. It's, if you're making fun of yourself by using such a term, then they're not hateful words. But I just don't like the words, and they don't come out easily.
Right. So I love Flame Dame.
But we have some input, Bay. We've got, ooh. I love having a, oh, there we go.
Thank you.
Get the microphone working.
This is Brenda Boo, and I just want to make a comment about the hag part of that word. The fag part is obviously offensive. We don't need to explain that, but the hag. Let me school you, Turnipeg. I just want to say that hag has a very derogatory meaning to it. It refers to like a woman as being a witch. That's what it.
Right.
A witch like nose, moles. Somebody that is unmarried, not, you know.
Yeah, a witchy-looking person is what comes to mind.
Right.
Unweddable. So I think the monikers are cute, but if we're going to get past the whole concept that people who are gay are subsets, we're just all friends. And Kathy Bacon put that in the chat room, and I just wanted to voice hers, because you're my friends, and I don't go out and say, and going out to hang out with my gay friends, you know? It's a social group. This is what I told people. I was coming to a social group, and that's what it is. So I would like to get away from the labels, and that's my NPR moment, and thank you for that.
I love it.
It was lovely.
I love it, Brenda Boo. This goes along with my theory of I don't like International Women's Day. Where's International Men's Day? If we have to point it out, then we're not equal yet. So I'd really rather just be equal. That'd be nice. We didn't have to
say. Lovely. It was lovely hearing from an audience member, too.
Yay! Yes, well, again, you don't know, I am here with so many people and a lovely-looking bunch. And this is, I guess this is the non-carrying-on crowd. Or, well, faces are still up. But it's for me, for living in Las Vegas, I don't go out on Saturday nights and get wild. But I hear that's what people do here. Where have you guys been going? What's been the activity of the weekend that you can talk about? Is it Nakey time? Lots of Nakey time. Okay.
Where have you been getting naked, Brenda Boo? I want to go there.
Because Brenda Boo cannot stop showing off her pierced nipples and clitoris.
Oh, my.
I know something about pacemakers.
To be quite honest, this is Faye again. To be quite honest, I went home last night and went to bed like a good boy.
At what hour?
Now, wait a minute. Don't some of the best things happen in bed? So you could have gone to bed. And,
safe there.
And if you were a good boy, I mean, maybe someone wanted you to be a good boy. I mean, I don't know. I'm just, you know.
Well, we'll just leave that where it is. But I just wanted to know I fulfilled my duties.
Well, I'm not much of a goer-outer, as it were. But and I've been busy between the two casinos. But last night I did try out the hot tub in the suite while everyone was down here.
Alone?
Joey and I got in the hot tub and just tried it out. But nothing happened. Don't start any rumors, anybody. We may have been naked, but it's okay.
Well,
we're friends.
Tub. Yes, okay.
Well, I didn't have a bathing suit there, so and we got in and it was really hot, and the water was really hot, and so we stayed in for about 5 minutes and then got
Adam,
yes?
Brenda Boo again. I saw your bum, so you had naked time.
There was an underwear party. We had an underwear party, and I wore.
Is that a common thing? Is that because of drink and drag? They have if you bowl in your underwear, the bowling is for free.
Well, I think gay men just like to see gay men other men half naked, all the way naked, whatever. It's just an excuse to see each
Me
other.
Too.
And
yeah.
Plus, now another thing is not just the naked or the sexual part, but a lot of gay men just have an underwear thing. It's like girls in shoes. I mean, it really is. They're like, oh, look at that new, you know, this new jock or this new whatever, this new cut of brief or whatever. And you'll see, especially like gay Country West, Country Boy, he just has a thing for underwear. And he's always posting online what he ordered from the various underwear sites. So it's one of those things, you know.
I'm remembering in one of the design competitions, there was a guy who said he was known as the Panty Christ. So, yeah. So apparently it is a thing, huh? He designed underwear.
I went 1980s stripper. I wore a zebra thong.
Ooh.
So
nice.
You know.
Okay. Picturing. All right.
Whenever you say zebra thong, though, I'm immediately going to think of the infamous Donahue show with the male strippers. And the guy who set his weenie on fire and then blew it out with a cowboy hat.
Yes, that was, of course, I was going to school in Knoxville at the time, and my roommate said, oh, my God, come here. He set his weenie on fire. And he did.
He did.
It was quite entertaining.
Did he say it just like that?
She said it exactly like that.
Oh, she said it. He set his weenie on fire?
He set his weenie on fire. She was the one.
Call her boyfriend.
Let's get into dolls.
And these people think I have a Southern accent. That is a Southern accent.
Oh,
right,
my gosh.
There.
No,
come to Knoxville. We've got a few accents.
Oh, my. Yeah. But anyway, okay, so entertainment. Where are we?
We're really running out of stuff to talk about already. I cannot believe it.
Yep. So, well, what are you going to be doing for entertainment in Knoxville? What have you got coming up? Working. Driving.
Working. I love my job. Driving to work and waiting to see what the funny associate in my office does or says, which every week he does something that's just hilarious. this week.
The associate office is very, very much a kindred spirit to Bay, because we love the vocabulary, we love the grammar and everything.
Right.
And you and this associate roll your eyes at the receptionist who talks like this. She really does. I've met her.
And she answers, she'll talk to people who call, and she'll call them sweetie. Honey, listen, honey, you don't have to put up with that. You need to call the cops.
In a law office. Oh, my.
Yes, I know.
I know the exciting thing that I have coming up, and I don't know that I've talked about it on the podcast, is I have big, 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 big plans for Thanksgiving.
Yay, Thanksgiving.
I haven't been home for Thanksgiving for a substantial stay for quite a while. Now, I have my favorite, Mandalay Bay down here has a great restaurant that you go and they serve you a sad little turkey dinner, and it's really very good, but everybody's sitting around going, yeah, I don't have a family. So I'm going to be going to Tennessee for a week and a half.
That's lovely. I cannot wait.
Staying in my little cabin. I have a little cabin in the mountains that's so nice, except some rude person actually reserved it for Thanksgiving. So I have a hotel. I have a cabin. If you want a cabin in the Smokies, I have a cabin in the Smokies, and there's a person who rents it out for me. It's just like a hotel room. It's so wonderful. So
it's lovely. My husband and I have stayed there, and there's a hot tub on the porch.
I was thinking about the hot tub on the porch.
I'm there. I love hot tubs, so...
You just contact.
See, everyone makes fun of me because I go to the spa here every day, and they have really nice fruit there. I eat a banana for breakfast, and everyone makes fun of me. But I go there because I really like hot tubs. They have two really nice hot tubs.
Hot tubs.
I'm not
and bananas?
Joking.
Yeah.
I really. They have a cold tub in the middle. You don't want to get in that one.
No.
As a man, you really don't want. I mean, it's like way cold.
And things are disappearing in the cold tub.
As Tim Gunn.
But anytime, any place with a hot tub, I'm there. All you have to say is, I have a hot tub, I'm there.
Well, I have a hot tub question for the audience, as a matter of fact. I have, in my backyard, there's a law, I think, that says you have to have a swimming pool. So I have a swimming pool. And I have a jacuzzi, or a hot tub, or spa, or whatever you call it. And that you can, in the middle of the winter, I mean, it's freezing cold outside, like all the way down to 50 degrees or something like that. And you can heat it up and go soak in the hot tub. I'm, as you might guess, I'm a little timid. And I have never I've never skinny dipped in my own hot tub. Even though it's in my backyard. But the thing is, there are other houses close by. It's all these subdivisions and everything. And I figure somebody, if they were up in the second floor and if they looked down and if they had night vision goggles, they might see something. And
yeah, that night vision goggles thing, that's a big, big, big trend. And you're in danger.
Do I have to lose my inhibition?
If someone's going to go to that much trouble to see you naked, I mean, she's just let them. I mean, if they're using night vision goggles and everything come on.
Okay. I'm going to have to work up my courage
of
these days.
Okay, here's what you do. I mean, it'll be really silly because it's your own backyard. But if you really want to do this, you wear your bathing suit. You get in, right? And then you kind of crouch down. You kind of get down into the water, and then you just kind of...
shimmy out of that
thing. Yeah, you shimmy out of it, and you just stay there. And then you just shimmy back in before you sit back up, and then, you know, make sure the bubbles are going good enough that no one could even see under the water anyway.
Well, that's the thing, the turbulent water, and yeah.
When I used to live in an apartment in Dallas, and they had a really nice pool, and I liked to skinny dip, so at like 1 in the morning when no one was out there, I would go out there and the lights were out and everything, and I would get in, you know, and then take off my suit in the water and just kind of sit it there and swim a little bit and then put it back on before I got out.
All right.
Now, there were balconies all around the pool. I have no idea if anyone saw my ass as I was swimming back and forth or anything like that. But
Did you see any night vision goggles?
Oh, I didn't see any night vision goggles. No, no.
See, this is where I could tell the story of how I went skinny dipping with Emily Saliers.
Oh, Emily Saliers, you guys know.
Indigo Girls. I worked with her at camp in North Georgia, and one night, it was late at night, and it was camp, and there was a lake, and everybody went tromping into the counselors went tromping into the lake, removed our swimsuits, whipped them around over our heads. It was, so much revelry.
It was quite a wild summer, and that was before the Indigo Girls took off, so it was
right.
Really cool.
Well, We met Amy Ray. She would come to camp at least once per session, and they would do all of their songs. And it's so funny because those early CDs, I saw them singing those songs at camp. And that was always fun.
Memories. Ah. I have a memory of something we have to take care of in the next just couple of minutes, and that is we have a hat here, which is now full of names. Has everybody got your name in the hat for the big T-shirt?
Yay.
For the Love is Love T-shirt, $40 on eBay for a small. Can't believe it. And I couldn't find any completed auctions. They're just ungettable. So we've got...
It's Faye again. I just want to say for in the chat room, two people still have not qualified for their chat for their contest entry. SBA Matt, you do not qualify. And also not, you do not qualify. So I'm watching you. So if you want a shirt, people in the chat room, if you want a chance at getting the fabulous Love is Love shirt, you must say, I want a t-shirt. You've got about 30 seconds to do it or else. So this is who I have. I have Kathy Bacon, I have Moose P, and I have Toppy Smelly, and that's the only people I see. There's SBA Matt. Thank you.
All right.
And I see Brian from Game Night Guys.
I was going to say maybe Matt doesn't wear clothing.
Game Night Guys.
He doesn't have use for a t-shirt.
There's a thought.
And did you say that you want a shirt? Have you entered Adam?
What size was it?
Extra large.
No, I don't want a shirt.
To wear at night? Or
you could alter it.
No, someone else who would get back.
All right. Okay.
Right. It'd be a dress.
Okay. Mark in Canada, would you come and draw the name? Because Faye has had his hand all over all of these entries, and so I don't know if I can trust him, and I know that his name is in the hat.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust him either.
You're right.
Okay, just give me 10 seconds to make sure I get all the names in. Somebody do a drum roll, please.
I know. I wish we had a drum roll sound effect.
I didn't bring one.
I can't do that very long.
Here we go. Mark in Canada. Pick us a name. Dig around. And
the winner is Toppy Smelly.
Yay! Toppy Smelly.
In the chat. Yay!
Toppy.
Congratulations, Toppy. If you would send me your mailing address to amy@gritstoglitz.com or bay@gritstoglitz.com or iwantyourdamnt-shirt@gritstoglitz.com. See, that's our whole thing. You can send it to whatever you want at gritstoglitz.com and we'll get it. So we will send you that t-shirt. And congratulations. I love mine and I know that you will love it also. And that about takes us to the end. We've got another couple of minutes.
How was it?
You
made it.
You didn't hyperventilate. Bay was.
I didn't.
Lovely.
I was nervous. I had stage fright, and I never have stage fright.
But it's about talking to each other, and we're pretty good at talking to each other. We do that a lot. That was the beginning of this podcast, is that we had so much fun chatting, and we are on opposite sides of the country, and there was plenty of stuff to talk about. We normally have about a 30-minute show, so this is a marathon for us. But very, very enjoyable.
Well, marathons are nice. You guys did a great job. You wouldn't know.
Aww.
You wouldn't know that you...
Thank you.
Everybody's always so worried. Oh, we can't fill an hour. Sure, you can fill an hour. No problem at all.
And I'm being followed by such fabulous people, too. The Faye Driver is going to be next.
Yeah.
And then the trivia contest is going to be after that and plenty more coming. So thank you all so much for listening. And we will
thank
see you
Craig
guys.
Thank you, Craig 48.
And we've got our music waiting, standing by to lead us out. So bye, guys.
Bye, bye, bye.
Secret.
sweet as a horn is loud.